This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How can I identify if a thought that I'm having is a waswasa? Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. Waswasa is a sound that refers to a word or a concept. And the concept of waswasa is the clickety-clack of gold on top of each other. It's that allure, it's certain things that make us want to be competitive and habitual in certain things. A modern understanding also of waswasa is that it's a natural compulsion. Usually people have that natural compulsion of saving and wanting and hoarding and making extra wealth and wanting to be prosperous. Nowadays, we find that there's also compulsions in certain behaviors. And a part of it that is referred to by the Prophet ﷺ is in things that relate to wudu. That's something the Prophet clearly speaks about. He says, don't let the shaitan meddle with you in terms of your flatulence in your wudu. Have I broken my wudu or not? And he actually says to us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, don't leave your prayer suspecting in your mind that your wudu is broken unless you actually smell the scent of flatulence or you've heard a definite audible sound that others are privy to. OCD is a recognized mental health issue. And that word mental health is not and should not contain a stigma within our Islamic communities, although sadly it does. There are processes that can heal you from some of the compulsive disorders. SubhanAllah, there are some brothers who say, I make wudu 40 times just to be sure. Sometimes I'm in the shower for up to an hour just to make sure I'm clean. Those are things that go beyond the limit. So how do we deal with that? It's a very simple thing. Learn the wudu of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what you will see is, as you see me cupping my hands, two full hands of this, two of these, the water that is filling my two cupped hands is the entire amount of water the Prophet made his wudu with. It's an amazing statement. The Prophet ﷺ, in one of the riwayat, he says that don't waste water even if you're in the middle of a running river. So as a part of countering that waswasa is that you learn the wudu of the Prophet, have it demonstrated to you. The small amount of water that trickles down your forearm that is rubbed into it, that is the essence of wudu, not what we believe is an aspect of cleanliness. So limit yourself to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And finally, I say to you, there are at times necessary clinical interventions that need to be made to allow you a process to come out of OCD symptoms and waswasa-related symptoms that manifest from a religious origin. I do recommend to you to speak to a clinician, begin with a doctor, and see how you proceed with that, inshallah. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases and consider donating to this worthy cause.